morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg. Today we are gathered as we remember the life of our dear sister in Christ, Bessie Spray, who was, of course, a beloved mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother, a friend to many in this community, a beloved member of this congregation here at Trinity. And we are gathered today here in the last week of the Easter season. And so we still have the Alleluias of Easter ringing in our ears. We gather together today knowing that Jesus has destroyed death in the grave. And we have joy and hope even in the midst of our sadness today. Everything that you'll need is printed for you in this yellow bulletin, except for the words to the hymns. For that, you're going to need the burgundy-colored hymnal that's in front of you. And we will begin our service by turning to hymn number 744, which is Amazing Grace. Congregation, may be seated. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Bessie was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." this time we will continue our service as we recite together the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Bessie and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's Word. Our Old Testament reading today comes to us from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, beginning with verse 6. Isaiah writes, "A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers. The flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that are with young." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our epistle reading today comes from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, beginning with verses 7 through 11, and then continuing on with verse 20. Paul writes, "Whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. Alleluia! Alleluia! Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. Our holy gospel reading today comes to us from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10, beginning with verse 22. At that time, the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now, having heard God's word, we'll join together in speaking the words of our faith. This morning we'll use the words of the Apostles' Creed, which of course Bessie confessed among us many, many times. If you need the words to the Creed, they are printed for you on the very back flap of your hymnal. And we confess together, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen." Congregation may be seated. And at this time, we will hear the duet, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus."
To care.
to the family and friends of Bessie Spray, to those of you who are gathered here today to remember and celebrate her life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, especially to you, Chris, Vicky, Kathy, and Charlie, and all the grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren too. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When our Lord, in his wisdom, decided to call our dear sister in Christ, Bessie, home to himself in heaven last Wednesday, one thing's for sure. She was ready. She was ready to go. There's no doubt about that. She only said it about a million times in the last few weeks and months to her family members and friends of hers and to myself as her pastor when I would go and visit with her. She knew what was going on. She knew that her health was declining. She had been told by the doctors that her kidneys were not working right. They were failing. And she did not want to keep going back and forth to the hospital all the time. She was ready. She was ready to go. She was ready to go home. She was ready to be with the Lord and to be reunited with Marvin and to be reunited with all of her other loved ones who had gone before her. She was ready. And of course, that's one of the things that brings comfort to us on a day like today. Knowing that Bessie had a strong faith in the Lord, that she faced her earthly end without any sort of fear or falling into despair, and also knowing that the Lord spared her from having to go through a long, drawn-out suffering and sickness at the end of her life, that's a blessing too. It's a blessing for us to know that one day we will be reunited with her in heaven, that we will see her again. These are wonderful blessings for us to consider today as we continue to live our lives here on earth, as we have to now settle into this new normal where we have to get used to the idea that Bessie's not right here with us anymore. She was ready to go, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we were ready to lose her. 88 and a half years, minus one day. It's a long time. It's a blessing. But still, we give thanks that the Lord gave her so much time with us and gave us time with her, but it's going to take us a little while to get used to the idea that we can't just, you know, pick up the phone and talk to her when her hearing aids were working well, you know. That we can't just drop by over at the nursing home and spend some time with her in her room. It's going to be kind of strange the next time Carlisle Healthcare Center posts a bunch of pictures on Facebook and Bessie's not in one of those pictures, because honestly, it seemed like for the last few years, she was pretty much the queen of that place. Her face was all over their Facebook page. She was very social over there. She enjoyed all the people there. It's the end of an era, for sure. And for myself, personally, Bessie was somebody I felt like I got to know very well. I was sharing with some of the people who were here last night that I started visiting Bessie regularly when I first started as a pastor here about 7.5 years ago. And something I always appreciated about the many conversations that I had with her over the years is that I never once had to guess what Bessie was thinking, because she just would tell you. She just came out with it. It didn't matter at all. She would just say what was on her mind. She wouldn't hold back. That's how she was. And yeah, sometimes that meant that what she said was maybe a little blunt. If you knew her, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But it's not that she was trying to ever be mean or nasty. It's just that she was honest. She was honest. That's how I would put it. And what that means is you could trust that whatever she told you, that's what she really meant. That's how she really felt. So, going back to what I was saying before, it's a blessing that for us, as we sit in the sanctuary today and we're here in this funeral service today, none of us has to second guess what was on Bessie's heart and mind and soul in her last days here on earth, because she told us. She told us she was ready. And what she said, she meant. She wanted to be with Marvin. She sat in her room and she would look at that blanket that was draped over the chair with his face on it all the time. She wanted to be with her other friends and family that were already in heaven. She, most importantly, wanted to be with her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She was ready to move on from this veil of tears with all of its problems and all of its sorrows and enter into the peace and joy of heaven for all eternity. She was ready. I can't stress it enough. And Bessie was able to have that kind of certainty and confidence because her faith and trust were ultimately in Jesus, who also always says what he means. And so I included this gospel reading that we had just a moment ago from John chapter 10, because I think that this passage sort of illustrates the kind of thing that I'm talking about and the sort of thing that separates Bessie from a lot of other people in this world. Jesus saying what's on his mind. He was, in this passage, being challenged by some of the religious leaders of his day, and they were used to teachers and rabbis who would kind of speak in riddles and kind of beat around the bush, and so they thought maybe Jesus was sort of like that, that he wouldn't be straightforward and honest with them. And of course, it is true that sometimes Jesus would teach in parables and things like that, but in this passage, Jesus just tells it like it is. He just says what's on his mind. He says that he is the Christ. And earlier in John chapter 10, he says that he is the good shepherd. And all the signs are right there in front of them. And if they don't believe it, he just comes out and says, then they are not his sheep. That they are not a part of his flock. Blunt? Yeah, maybe. But it's honest. Now, on the flip side, for people like us, for people like Bessie, for people who listen to the voice of their shepherd, there's nothing for us to worry about, because Jesus also tells us that nothing can snatch us out of our Father's hand. That's what he says in this passage. Now, Bessie took Jesus at his word. She believed what Jesus said. And that's one of the many reasons why she was not afraid to die. Because she was ready, knowing what Jesus had promised to her. Now, all that being said, even though eternal life certainly was her goal and her focus, it doesn't take away from the fact that she really enjoyed her earthly life too. And she wasn't afraid to say that out loud either. She wasn't shy about that, letting everybody know how much she cared and loved them. She had this huge family. What a blessing. The obituary says 4 children, 11 grandchildren, 24 great-grandchildren, another 11 great-great-grandchildren. That's a lot of blessings. Sometimes she would maybe not be able to come up with a name right away or call somebody by the wrong name at first, right? But we'll give her a pass because there's a lot of names to remember. But she was so good at keeping track of everybody, paying attention to where everybody was at and how everybody was doing. I know when I would go over there, she would give me like a full report on how all you guys were doing. And, you know, she'd have her room full of pictures. All of these things that would remind her of these great, great blessings in her life. And I've also learned that over the years, she also adopted other folks kind of into her family that maybe weren't related by blood or marriage, but just people that she came in contact with, and she took care of them just like they were her own. I know that for over 20 years working here at the Hoyleton Children's Home as a cook, a lot of those kids she considered to be her own. And she took care of them and went above and beyond for them. And I know in some cases she would take them shopping or maybe go over to St. Louis where they could see their family, things like that. I know that just recently, In this past year, there was a moment where one of the nurses at Carlisle Healthcare got married down in Murfreesboro. She went all the way down there just to show that she cared for her and for her new husband. I mean, this is amazing stuff. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, Bessie would show you, and she would tell you how much she loved and cared for you. It was obvious. She didn't hide it. It was just out there. And in spite of all of these things, all these people, all these blessings that she enjoyed in her life, she'd be the first one to tell you that nothing here on earth was more important to her than her relationship with her Lord. Out of all the things that Bessie was not shy about saying out loud, that was the most significant and the most important. And so in a way, I kind of hear an echo of that attitude and thinking in the words that we had in the epistle reading today from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians chapter 3. Just think about St. Paul and who he was. He was someone who had a lot going for him in this world. He was a gifted preacher. He came from a good family. He was trained in the scriptures as a Pharisee. He was considered to be an authority on the word of God. And on top of it, he was a Roman citizen. So he kind of had the best of both worlds. And yet look what Paul says in verse 7. Whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. And then he says, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him. And then skipping ahead to the end in verse 20, he puts a bow on that whole thought when he says, our citizenship, where we belong, is in heaven. And from it we await a Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body. In other words, Paul wasn't hung up on earthly things. Even though he had a lot of blessings in his life, he wasn't clinging to this world. He was always ready to be with Jesus. And that's pretty much exactly how Bessie thought about her life and her blessings too. And that way of thinking brings along with it a peace that passes all understanding. A joy that breaks through sorrow. Comfort that heals us when we mourn, when we grieve over things and people that we lose in this broken world. We may not like having to look at Bessie's casket up here, but you know, directly behind it, there's a cross. There's an even bigger one up there. When you consider the cross of Jesus, even in the midst of this, that gives us 100% certainty that even death itself cannot snatch us out of the Father's hand. We don't know when we're going to get to see Bessie again. We don't know when we're going to get to join with all of the saints in heaven. We don't know when the Lord is going to call us out, just like he called her. But we do know that because of Jesus, because of this precious gift of faith from him, whenever that moment comes, we'll be ready to go too. Just like Bessie. So to God alone be the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now, may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. We'll continue our service now with the next hymn, which is The Old Rugged Cross. And for that hymn, you'll need to turn to the insert. The words are printed for you there in the bulletin. stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace, Lord, and your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Bessie Spray and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Bessie and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Congregation may be seated. At this time, there will be some special words of remembrance. I invite Minda to come forward to offer a poem.
Precious moments. That's the title of the poem. Ah, the precious moments that keep us day to day, the little things that touch our hearts that others do and say. The look upon a baby's face, asleep in mother's arms. A kitten rolling across the floor with granny's ball of yarn. The picture that a child paints, seen only through their eyes, in hopes that when they bring it home, Mom will smile with surprise. A phone call from a dear friend when somehow they just know that you are feeling blue today. Just in time, their love they show. A flower from your husband or dinner on the table when you are wondering what to fix or if you would be able. Yes, I thank God for precious moments that keep us day to day. The little things that touch our hearts that others do and say. I think Grandma wanted all of us to remember all the precious moments that we had with her and all of our families as well.
Thank you so much for that. We'll now conclude with our closing hymn, number 801, How Great Thou Art.